Okay, in Perek Dalet, we move to Mishnah Beis. Last paragraphs of Mishnah Aleph sum up pretty much what we've learned. So we move to Mishnah Beis, Ben Azai Oimer, which is on page Kuf Lamed Aleph in my print, Kuf Mem Gimel in the other prints. Ben Azai Oimer, Havei Rotz L'Mitzvah Kala, well, should run for easy mitzvahs. Everyone wants to run for easy mitzvahs, no? It's only the hard mitzvahs that we run away from. Mitzvah kala, I think, means even a mitzvah that's easy to do, if you don't run to it, you're not going to end up doing it. It's all put things in your way. And certainly, when the mitzvah is difficult, you certainly have to run. But the Mishnah says, Havi rots the mitzvah kala. Even for a mitzvah kala, you have to run. Now, Shulchan Aruch actually says, now, when you go to Shul to Davin, when you arrive at the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses, when you arrive at the courtyard in which the Shul is located, you should run a few steps, even if you're not late. Nothing to do with being late. It has to do with an attitude that a person should run to the Beis HaKnesses. So that, and we'll see in a second an explanation, but that's what the Mishnah is saying. Havi Rotz Mitzvah Kala. You should dafka run to it, not only because you may be late.
How are you translating kala? What does kala mean to you?
I believe kala here means a mitzvah that's easy to do.
And hard to do? Is it a personal thing?
Well, if kala means easy to do, then it's a personal thing. And then chamura is something that's harder to do. It's true. It doesn't say chamura here as a contrast, though, in this mitzvah, right? It doesn't say chamura. But the kala as opposed to chamura would mean that mitzvah is less important to do. And I doubt, I doubt, it could be the Mishnah means even a mitzvah less important to do, which would mean a mitzvah is not obligatory. Could be. And I guess we'll see his lashon if he sheds light on it. Well, by reach ben aveira, you should always run away from an aveira. Again, an idea of running away. A nazir is told to go around the vineyard, not to walk through the vineyard. Because even though there's no aveira in walking through a vineyard, but that's not bereach min aveira. Bereach min aveira means to put effort into avoiding the possibility of an aveira. That's what it's saying. Shemitzvah gereris, mitzvah veireira gereris aveira. Because one mitzvah brings another mitzvah, and one aveira brings another aveira. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, v'schar aveira aveira. Because the schar for a mitzvah is another mitzvah, so therefore mitzvah geres mitzvah. And the reverse plane aveira. Now how does that explain, to run? So let's see how Arav Chaim Volozhin explains it. Avaratzel mitzvah kala. So he explains, ki hinei ha mitzvah is barchim min ha'adam. To explain what he's saying, it's sort of in the Bria, when you go to a store and you want to buy food, generally the better it tastes, the worse it is for you, generally speaking. And the less attractive its taste, the better it is for you, generally speaking. So that God didn't create a world in which a malted is the ideal drink. So, all right, there's nothing wrong with milk, but it doesn't come to a malted. So that it seems in the world things are stacked in a way against getting it right. There's an attraction to things that are not good for you, and things that are good for you also. You know, God, like Rabbi Miller used to say, he gave an orange a beautiful, shiny outside peel, but still not as good as an ice cream. You know, it's still... There's certain things that, now he's going to explain why it should be so. We'll have to see if we appreciate his reasoning. He's saying that naturally a person will fall to Aveira and not go to Mitzvah. It's the difference between, you have a plant, someone gets you a plant. So if you want it to die, it doesn't take a lot of effort. Just put it in the quarter and wait 2 weeks and it's dead. You want it to live, it takes effort. You have to water it, you have to put it in the sun, you have to nurture it. So that death doesn't require effort. Death happens by itself. And life keeping something going requires a certain amount of effort. So if someone's not interested in plants, don't buy that person a plant. In our house, when we first got married, my mother used to buy us plants. So we have a lot of plant containers, but we have no plants in the house. Because no one in the house really cares to have a plant. Matter of fact, my mother should be living be well. You know, she goes to Florida, I have to go to her house to water the plants. Like, you know, I don't know. But people like plants. You know, it's just the way it is. I told my class that generally ladies like things that are useless. So flowers. What use is there for flowers? That's what ladies like. Or greeting cards.
They like husbands.
Husbands. Right. Or a diamond ring. Like you take this rock and strap it to your finger. Like why would anybody strap a little rock to his finger and spend thousands of dollars for it? There's a certain element of attraction to certain things. Now, what he's saying is that it's stacked against you. An aveira is more attractive than a mitzvah. Let's see how he explains that. Hinei ha-mitzvah baruch min ha-adam. A mitzvah runs away from a person. Al-kein ha-ziru chazal. G'shem sha-mitzvah tzrichin shimur min ha-mitzvah. Tzrichin shimur. G'shem sha-matzah is tzrichin shimur. Just like when you bake matzahs, if you don't watch them, they're going to turn chametz. Kein ha-mitzvah is tzrichin shimur. You got to guard your doing mitzvahs. Mitzvah ba-liyotcha al-tach mitzvah. A mitzvah that comes to you, don't let it turn to chametz. Don't let it stand without attention. And when it's available to you, you're going to close your eyes. As take of tivrach mimcha, it will quickly run away from you. Amru chazal, etiksiv, roidev tzedakah v'chesed, yimtzachayim tzedakah v'whatever. Somebody who runs after tzedakah and chesed will find it. Kolah roidev tzedakah, nishbaruch ha-mamtzi lo mois las tzedakah. If you're running after tzedakah, God will make it, give you the opportunity to do it. Nachmer Yitzchak Eimer, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mamtzi Leibanim Pnei Adam Mihamuhu Ganim. God will allow poor people who are proper to come your way. Hareyu LeMayface, and this is an example. Sha'apa Mitzvah Tzedaka She'ena Mitzvah Kamaya Mitzuyal Arayv. Even Tzedaka, which is an easy mitzvah to find, Kinefishianiim. Unfortunately, there are plenty of opportunities to do it. But Kamakay, Rak HaRoidev Yimtza. Only somebody who runs after the mitzvah will find it. Koshkin shar mitzvahs, certainly other mitzvahs which are less accessible, a person doesn't run after it, he's not going to get it. So he's saying it's a given that the mitzvah is not so easy to find. Uberech min aveira baveiru lehepach. Ki hi reidefis tamid achara adam. Am sisas no leshi asana. The aveira runs after a person. Cheni zoyer. Sha'achara mitzvahs yirdaif. After the mitzvahs, you should run after them as you run after someone who's running away from you. Run away from an aveira, like running away from someone who's chasing you. Why is it this way? The Yetzirah is more cunning than the Yetzirah. Logically, a person's seichel, a person's neshama, would go after things that are good. Which fool would run away from a source of fresh water to dig wells which give forth destruction? Hashem therefore gave the Yetzirah the ability to rule more. So I don't know, he says that God made it equal. Naturally, a person would want to do good things. So Hashem gave the Yetzirah more power so that it evens out the attraction. You see it that way? No, right? What he's saying is that's all even. That really a person, all else being equal, would want to do things that are good. So the Yetzirah is given a little more strength so that it's 50-50. So when it comes to doing mitzvahs, it's 50-50. Now, a mitzvah gereres mitzvah. person who trains himself to go to shul every day, I'll go to shul every day. But still, in the attraction itself, he says they're equal. So what he's telling you is, if you turn on the internet, you can go to something that involves learning, say that involves an aveira, they're equally attractive. What do you say to that?
Not really.
No. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be that way. Not the same attractiveness. So it needs some sort of explanation in this idea. So really, the proper way to understand it is with the Michtam Eliyahu's rule of Nekudas HaBechira. Michtam Eliyahu says that we have a warped appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Because since things are in the world have objective values, they have values that are not tied to a person. They're objective in the world. This is good and this is bad. So we weigh the attraction to mitzvah and aveira based on things that are objective, not tied to the individual. What the Michtam Eliyahu says is that what it says here is exactly correct. You are attracted evenly to your mitzvah and your aveira, but it's fine-tuned to each person. Each person has his own custom yetzer tov and yetzer hara. What Hashem expects from each person depends on the person, depends on where he is. So that Nekudas HaBechira, the place where a person is tested, is on that Nekuda, where he is now, what's expected of him. To move in this direction, move in that direction. It's the idea that the Gemara says in Sukkah that Allah said, Lavai, Rishon will see the Yetzirah, and it's only the size of a thread. And they're going to weep and say, had I known, I would have taken care of it. So what do you mean the Yetzirah of the Rasha is a thread? Pshat is that the Rasha thinks he's doing a zillion things wrong. And really where he is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects him to do just a little more. Expects him to do things a little better. So a person doesn't realize that, because a person sees a world where everything is objective values. But a person will come la'achamei v'esrim, that's a person who's not kaveit, will come la'achamei v'esrim, and God will say, you know, I want it from him half an hour a week. So he's going to cry. He'll say, I thought I have to learn all my free time. And God wanted me half an hour a week, I could have done that. Now of course the catch is that Nekudas HaBechira moves. So that once he's got his half an hour a week, the expectation is for him to do more. So that it's constantly moving. So it's tied to the person. The person you are today is not the person you'll be next week. But this idea that everything really is 50-50, it's a mind-boggling idea. And it impacts many, many things. I'll give you a few examples. Chazal say a person should look at himself as if his scale is 50-50. If he does this next mitzvah, he'll be machria, he'll weigh down his good side. So a person asks himself, what are the odds that my scale is 50-50? You know, a person has a zillion chances to do mitzvahs and aveiros, to say Lashon Hara, to make someone feel good. Everything you do could go both ways. What are the odds that it's exactly 50-50? Well, Chaim Volozhin is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fine-tunes your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara based on you. And God makes it 50-50. The attraction to good and bad equal. So we understand there's an idea of Nekudas HaBechira, which is fine-tuned to be attractive in both directions for what's your Nisayan. So now we can understand that it's likely that things are 50-50. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets it up that way, that the attraction is both ways equal, so then it's likely that it is 50-50. So that this idea, it opens up your eyes to the opportunities you have and how meaningful they could be to do something a little more. So this is the idea of Nekudas HaBechira to Michtam Eliyahu. It talks about very often in the last volume of Michtam Eliyahu in the index. There are a dozen or maybe 16 or 17 ideas tied to Nekudas HaBechira which are alluded to in the index. So that's an important idea for a person really to live with the idea that he just needs to do a little more. The person says he has to do a little more, then it's meaningful. Hayetzahara imir al mishmer tamid umamtzi le'avaynis b'chol makim b'dur kafrag le'pisaim. Wherever he goes, the Yetzirah is there. K'misham Shloimei, he k'chosev te'arev. That's what a chosev is. Te'arev is somebody who ambushes you. V'loi b'kal yasa oda mitzvah achas k'mosh yasa kama averis. It seems to be easier to do many averis than to do a single mitzvah. V'yetzirah m'sameh enei ha'adam umaru lo yaltom itar al oven shi mitzvah. Yetzirah blinds a person. It shows him good things to be bad and bad things to be good. U'lepach al tamei tor tamei. And certainly the Yetzer Hara tries to fool a person and basically to tell a person that it's not so bad. It's usually the way it is. Something which is not so good, the Yetzer Hara says, well, it's not so bad. And that's the way a person is attracted. And therefore, there's this idea of Bereach Min Aveira. A person has to put effort into avoiding the possibility of an Aveira. It's really the Torah which lightens the eyes from the darkness of the Yetzer. Your words are the candle before my steps and the light before my roads. Last of it says, I don't rely, pen ikoshel, labal aseno kohagin. I'm still worried I may not do it right, lachain omen ne'er l'ragli, b'chol mitzvot kaf ragli. Every step I take, v'yisi oichiz ne'er, I hold on to Torah as the candle, v'boidik be'oira b'churei b'stitkei alev. By its life, I examine my heart, labal eser malasis kol davar kedin. Shouldn't stray from doing things. Probably can ne'er mo'il yoyser, Livdai Bukhurim Bistakin. Gemara says in by Petikas Chametz that a single flame is best for a person checking the Khurim Bistakim, the cracks where impropriety may lie. And Ba'ar Meir Yaisa Biderech, and the light helps the road. This is the idea that he's saying here.